Shania. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Friday morning, and we're having a little fun. A woman's in the house who does some great things for our community, Lindsay Stuck Jackson, who is the marketing communications manager for Visit Pensacola. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
And she picked the song. You go, girl.
Hey, it's one of the best karaoke songs to ever exist.
I love that. I haven't heard that in a while. When I was in here, I started tapping my foot, and then as it gets going, you start waving your arms, and yeah, it's that kind of song.
Yep.
We want to start your weekend off with a little fun, to be thinking about how great it is that we're all so lucky that we live in Pensacola in the Northwest Florida area, and I'm really grateful, and there's plenty to be grateful for, but big thank you to all that you and the gang do over at Visit Pensacola, because everything that you've done in, the last 10 years now has been making a positive difference for us. So thank you so much, and I really mean that sincerely.
Oh, thank you so much.
So tell us, what's been going on? I know you had the big hospitality week.
We did. So the first week of May is always National Travel and Tourism Week. So that is a national celebration of what tourism does for our economy nationwide. So we always kick off the week. Cat Country had a great team.
Our sister station.
That's right, with the Hospitality Olympics. And that's honestly a time for those frontline workers. I mean, those people that wait on your tables, that book your tours, anything.
It's great.
It's so fun. So it truly is an Olympics. There's and a water waiter dash. There's a toilet paper toss. And yes, it's as weird as it sounds.
Well, when I was at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, I got to be on the team. Now, I had to do some of the lesser things. You know, I was basically a cheerleader. But I was pretty darn good at that toilet paper toss, I'm just saying. And lots of fun. And it's just another example of how this community comes together to have fun. But to be have them have that chance just to have fun, and all the different groups that you have that are involved in hospitality in our area. Y'all do a great job at that event of thanking people and honoring some of the people that normally don't get recognized. That's what I love. You do some awards, right?
Yeah. So every year we have what's called our Hospitality Hero Awards. And we actually call on the community, whether you're a local or you're a visitor, and you have come into contact with someone in the hospitality industry that has just shown you that Pensacola standard of service. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity to nominate them for their efforts and their hard work. So we give away 4 awards every year just to kind of call them out and say, thank you so much. Like, you're going above and beyond, because I know all of y'all in customer service, whether you're in hospitality or some other industry, that is a big to do. And I also will say, all of us got to eat. All of us want to have fun. And those are the people that are working nights, weekends.
At the front lines.
Yes,
of our
absolutely.
Hospitality, wouldn't you say?
And it goes so far to say thank you. You've done a wonderful job. We are so appreciative of your work. So remember that. Remember that when you're out to eat. Be nice to your server. I'm weird. I love to introduce myself to my server.
Me too. I'm the same way.
It's a thing my dad did when I was young. And it's something I also, you know, work with a ton of our local tourism partners when we're hosting visitors and media and, you know, to make those special experiences. And it's nice to know them. Like, they are wonderful people, you know.
Mostly locals. Usually, occasionally we get the college kids that come in and make money over the season.
Right,
but
truly.
But even for those kids, you want to be nice to them. And always tip well if you can, because that's how they're making their living.
Yeah. And did you know that tourism employs 13,000 people in Escambia County?
What?
Yep. Yep.
No, I did not know that. Wow.
Yep.
And that's not just on the beach. I mean, that's the whole county.
No, Perdido Key, downtown.
Pensacola
Beach.
Think about that.
All the way up to the north side.
Yeah. Wow. So they make a difference, and I think it's wonderful, too, that we have the hospitality folks who are so friendly, but our locals are so friendly, too.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many times I'd be out on the beach, or I'll be somewhere, and somebody would be, can you tell me how to get to so-and-so? And 5 people say, it's this. You know, the people are always willing to help. And that's nice. That's special about us.
My favorite thing, and this is, you know, I work in tourism. I'm a local. I was out actually shelling on the beach 2 weeks ago, because, you know, they've been doing the dredging.
Yes, everybody's going to get the shells.
And I met this woman on the beach, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm down for Minnesota for the first time. I used to vacation in Destin, and now I'm in Pensacola. And I'm like, oh, girl, tell me more. And she's like, oh, yeah, we love staying here at this hotel. And like, the water's just so beautiful and the community's so welcoming. And I mean, that moves mountains for me, because at Visit Pensacola, our job is to market and get people here and to hear those stories. And it's those loyalist travelers that start coming back year after year.
Absolutely.
that make so much different for our local economy. So they are spending money in our restaurants. Mm-hmm. Taxes are going into our roads and our schools.
And even the beach renourishment project right
That's
now.
That's right. That's right. So it just makes such a difference in the community.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking with Lindsay Jackson. She is our marketing and communications manager for Visit Pensacola. So if you've got a question about Visit Pensacola or what she does, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So we got a lot of things coming up now. I mean, that's all behind us. What's in front of us?
Yeah, so I think everybody has hopefully heard that there is a little birthday happening for,
something.
The United States of America.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, so of course this year is America 250, but you know Pensacola was founded in 1559.
Okay.
Oh, the hot take. We are older.
We're older than America.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, of course, that's all within context, but we launched this really fun educational campaign in January called From the 1500s with Love.
I love that. What can I say? I think that's so cool because people don't realize the history here.
They don't. And so this is kind of our effort. We've, you know, been doing some storytelling around our history and, you know, historical travel and heritage travel to really talk about that we were America's first settlement and what that meant. And you know, the attractions we have here where you can experience that and celebrate it. So at visitpensacola.com/A250, that is our whole hub where we have all that information.
Excellent.
And we want the community to participate too.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you know, July 4th is the official birthday, but all year long we're celebrating. So if you have a historical event, if you want to make an A250 or 1500 themed event, we have a free calendar of events all year long. So we've kind of segmented out if you have those history-based events. Also, if you want to do deals and specials, if you want to have a drink that is 1559 themed or
Andrew Jackson something,
yeah, or or if you want to do a $2.50 special.
Ooh.
Yep, I'm reaching for ideas here.
Now you're talking. That's why she's the marketing director.
but we want to encourage people because whether visitors are coming in, we have a great deals and specials page. And you know, I think people are looking to save a buck right now.
Right.
And always, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But then also, they love a theme. They love to travel for events. They love to travel, you know, for an occasion. I know me, I love any excuse for that because it just makes it a little special or a little more targeted of like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, do X, Y, Z.
So, right, right. Well, there's a lot of different categories. When I was out on the beach, I learned so much more. I think of people just coming to the beach for the beach. But I actually had a chance to talk with so many tourists from all over the country, all over the world, who come here for different reasons.
Yeah.
Some of them come here for, they want to do the environmental trail out on the beach. But a lot of folks do come because of the history here.
Yeah.
And they do want to go to the museums and the downtown events and do the historical tours. There's so many opportunities. So you do have travelers with sort of specific, you know, niches that they are actually here for specific reasons. Yeah. And we have so much to offer.
Yeah. And I'd even say for the locals listening in, vacation in your destination. I meet people all the time that have no idea that things exist in their very backyard.
And I know. I've learned so much from you.
Thank you. And you know, like, I think that is what makes this a great place to live, work, play, and visit, is that we have that community and we have these amenities year round to take advantage of them. So on that landing page, we have travel itineraries. Locals, come on, let's use them. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the America's First Settlement Trail. That's where you can truly learn our history.
That's the one I was trying to remember. That's it.
You know, you can go see DeLuna's ship anchor pulled out of the bay. It's from the 1500s.
That's wild.
And it's still intact.
Where is that?
It's at the Pensacola Museum of History.
Hello, I have not seen that. I need to go. I mean, this is terrible. I've lived here 20-something years. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah, and so I'll say, so tickets are great to the historic village. So it's over 20 museums and properties. Mm-hmm. I believe an adult ticket is $12.
It's right downtown.
It's good for a week. So if you're like, hey, I want to take the kids on a Sunday, they're open 12 to 4 on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Other days, they're open 10 to 4.
Right.
you know, you can go hit one or two things, and then you can come back a few days later. They have the Pensacola Children's Museum. They have the Pensacola Art Museum, which I love. They
have been there. It's beautiful.
Amazing exhibits. But then they have everyone that's in, you know, colonial wear that's in the village. So there are just so many cool nuggets in our backyard that you can learn something. And if you're homeschooling, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I talk to media that are, you know, doing homeschooling trips, or they're kind of doing non-traditional learning. And we have such cool hands-on learning in Pensacola that I think is also interesting for adults. So it's kind of that multi-gen experience that I love, that you're not in kidland all the time.
Right.
And I mean that in the best way. Like, you can go to the National Naval Aviation Museum and talk all this history, but it's so interesting. I take my parents usually at least 1 to 2 times a year, because it's so cool to walk around. So there's lots of hands-on history and learning here. So I encourage everybody, look at those itineraries. Visit Pensacola.com/A250.
I love that, A250. Okay. And it's so interesting because, yes, the beach is great, we all love it, but then you get sunburned, or you might have a little rainy afternoon shower or something like that. Every once in a while, we do get some rain around here.
Yeah, or it's hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Oh, that's true, too. Well, one of the things to your credit also is that we were nominated, Condé Nast Traveler Magazine nominated.
That's
this is the best beach in the world, or
America?
In America.
America. I like to think world.
I know.
You know.
Well, when you're beating Hawaii, I'm thinking, that's incredible.
But again,
and that's a credit to you, because you got us on the map. You know, I think they took notice of us because of your efforts.
Well, thank you. Well, and I want locals to know, too, all those really cool articles you're reading about Pensacola, those take a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of behind the scenes where we're meeting journalists, we're talking to journalists. Those are ongoing relationships from years of effort. So with Condé Nast, for example, we were actually featured within the previous year in Condé Nast Traveler Bright Ideas for Bruce Beach Downtown.
Ah, okay.
And that was totally, totally relationship driven on the journalist side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course the big award was reader voted, and we're so proud of that, because that means that, like, the readers,
they're from all over the country.
They said what they said.
Yes, it's awesome. It's really great.
But it's those ongoing relationships and the marketing and all of it contributes. So it's kind of like the rising tide lifts all boats. So when you're seeing those wonderful stories about Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes at Visit Pensacola, I think, that people don't even realize. And we're so proud to be able to share this wonderful destination with everyone and tell its story.
Well, you all do have a lot of things on your plate. And one of the things I've always appreciated is you do the annual directory, the visitor's guide.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that is such a huge help.
Meg, that got delivered to my office yesterday.
Oh, yay, because a new one's in the house. I was wondering, because that's one of my favorite things.
Yep,
some people may not even know what it is.
Yeah, so annually we put together, we call it the Insider Guide. So it is a booklet, per se, a beautiful high-gloss magazine, and it has all that insider information that is a quick guide to Escambia County. So we like to break down our marketing by the 8 neighborhoods: Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, downtown, all the way up to uptown, East Pensacola, West Pensacola. That helps us kind of fragment so that if you're trying to get your bearings and figure out what's close to you or what you need to spend a little more commuter time to, because if you're staying on the beach, I know they're driving to NAS, but it's a little bit more of a drive. So it has a great pull out map in there.
It does. I love the map.
New this year, and we kind of were aligning our digital content with our print content. We have itineraries in there. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So explain that. When you say the word itinerary, what do you mean when you say that?
Yeah, so we've kind of hand selected our ones from the website that did very best. And they're in there in their quick hit list, because we know people want those easy to find, easy to read. So we have a great 3-day Pensacola itinerary. So if you want to have a little staycation, or what am I doing, what are the high level attractions, that's in there. We also have a great foodie piece in there. So
Yep,
we all got to eat.
Yeah, well, and if you have a sort of direction on where to go, because so often that's the first question, what is there to do around here?
Yep, that's right.
That is the question at the visitor center. So what's there to do around here?
Oh, let me get the list, because it's long.
Yeah,
it's long.
It's a long list.
But then we also, you know, we cater highly to families and then also couples. And So we have a wonderful kid-friendly guide in there.
Nice.
Particularly, I have one that I love that it's actually kind of like an after dark itinerary because we all know everybody, once the sun sets, are we twiddling our thumbs?
Not
are
in
we at the condo?
We're not in Pensacola.
We're not. We're on Glow Paddle. You know, we're at mini golf.
There you go.
We're doing trivia. So we've kind of curated those insider things. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called the Insider Guide. Mm-hmm. That may not come up first and foremost, like the Naval Aviation Museum or Fort Pickens. And those absolutely should be very top of your list. Mm-hmm. They're so cool. Only found here.
Yeah.
But then those other things that I think make those wonderful memories for people.
Well, and speaking of the parks, I should throw it out there that this weekend, I believe, is free for all of the national parks.
Yeah, they do have several days a year, usually centered around national holidays.
Yep, then I understand it's this weekend.
Amazing.
So they announced that, I think, on Channel 3 yesterday. So I went, note to self.
Yeah, and I will say on those free days, pack your patience, go a little early.
Mm-hmm,
but also think about that. You know, that's just summer beach advice. Like the sun's going to be, you know, getting a little higher in the sky, a little warmer days, like pack those umbrellas, water, snacks. But I always say I'm an early beach girl, home right around lunch when it's getting warm.
There you go. She's got a system.
That's right. Hey, you do.
Everybody's got their thing. Talking with Lindsay Steck Jackson, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications, or manager, at visitpensacola.com. If you got a question for her, this is Pep's Talk, the expert panel, and she is an expert, I can tell you, on Visit Pensacola. 850-437-1620. So what else do you want to mention this morning that y'all are working on? And by the way, you can get that Insider online, right?
Yes. So it is available online. You can also request it for your businesses, for your groups coming into town. A lot of people, I think, overlook group travel.
Right.
That is your weddings, your military reunions. If you own or run a business and you have a conference, whether it is 10 people or 200 people, we have a full sales and services team at Visit Pensacola that can help you with RFPs. They can help you with group rates, but then also making welcome bags.
I love the welcome bags.
That's
very nice.
Yeah. So we do wonderful welcome bags at the visitor center. So just keep that in mind. If you know you're planning on bringing groups here in all shapes, sizes, and forms, we are here to help. But another big thing kind of on the docket, you know, we were talking about America 250. So
yes,
I have something super fun for our listeners. So we announced this week that we are doing a love letter campaign.
Oh, say more.
So we want to hear your love letter to Pensacola.
Oh, how cool.
Because we, you know, in celebration of America 250, we know that people have been coming here for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And whether you're a visitor that vacations on our shores every year, you know, you found your way to living here permanently, or you are so lucky that you get to call this place home. We want to read those wonderful stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a perk.
There is.
Yes.
Tell me more.
So we're going to give away a vacation valued at $2,500.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we've had some wonderful destination partners chip in. So there is a 3-night stay for 4 people at the Hilton Pensacola Beach and a junior suite.
Wow.
Tell me you would not want to be looking at the Gulf.
Oh, my
gosh. You wake up.
Oh, great. This is so okay. So tell the details so we can get those love letters in. Where do we send them and how do we qualify for this?
Yes. So you must write a letter. That's what I want to read. I want to read those wonderful memories, those great experiences, why you love this destination like I do. Mm-hmm. You can submit them. visitpensacola.com/loveletter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be just a box. You can type in what you love about this destination. And then bonus, you can get one more entry if you give us a photo or video after that.
Okay.
And so I can tell you, within 24 hours, I think we had about 50 entries already.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I want 1,000. give me 1,000.
Okay.
You know, we have 2.5 million visitors annually.
Shoo.
And if every single one of them wrote a letter, I would fall out of my chair. I would be the happiest girl in the world.
Wow.
Because I know they're out there. I know the stories are out there.
Yeah. What's the deadline on that?
June 30th. So you have about 6 weeks. We wanted to give people plenty of time and space this summer to enter. But then, of course, we're being dramatic, so we're going to announce it on July 4th, America's birthday. That's going to be the when the winner is announced.
Awesome. That is so great. Okay, one more time. How do I do it? And how long does the letter have to be? Does it matter? Or is there a limit? Or
Yeah. So we're trying to get 500 words or less. So okay. Think about a page or less. Mm-hmm. You can enter on visitpensacola.com/loveletter.
Okay.
And you must write a letter to be entered. I had somebody submit like 2 words to me yesterday. And I was like, come on, guys. I want to see the effort.
No. Like, dear Pensacola.
Yes.
I love you because.
That's right.
Well, there's an awful lot of love experiences here. I can't tell you how many times I see weddings on the beach, mm-hmm. proposals at sunset. Yep. I mean, it's a pretty romantic place when you think about it.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I got engaged and married here. I'm born and raised here, too, so I should preface that. But I got engaged at none other than the Gulf Islands National Seashore uh-huh. at sunset.
Uh-huh.
Of course, beautiful.
Nice. And romantic.
Very romantic.
Yes.
But I can say, too, you know, we are such a wonderful destination for local weddings, destination weddings. We have some wonderful beachfront venues. Mm-hmm. I also love our downtown venues so much because a lot of them are historic and they're close to some really cool amenities. So it's easy to walk around from your hotel to your wedding venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an after party person, I know Seville is waiting for you at the end of the night.
Truth.
I've been in many a wedding parties where the bride and groom, we are walking to Seville because they want to go to the piano bar.
I love it. Well, there's so many great things, and you can always find that out on your calendar, which is amazing, at visitpensacola.com, the events calendar.
That's right.
And if someone wanted to become a partner in one of our businesses listening this morning, perhaps, how do they do that?
Yes. So Visit Pensacola has a wonderful partner program. This gets you a unique listing on our website. Our website gets about 3 million views a year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, girl. We have so many people coming to our website, locals and visitors. And we love that because it means that we can talk to a variety of audiences, but it gets you that unique listing. And then it also gets you in the fold. You know, mm-hmm. if you're a business with a vested interest in tourism, whether, you know, you're getting into our content on our website, our social media channels, which have about 300 followers between our 10 platforms.
Wow. Well, I check out Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
It's very current. You do a great job. You keep everything very current.
Thank you. Yeah. If you're not following us, that's at Visit Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all of those things to do and insider tips. So if you're a local listening in, we try to keep it really current, both seasonally, what's new, event-wise, all the trends that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, hey, I wonder, we actually have an event series we share on our Instagram stories every Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if people go to our Instagram, we typically are reposting from all our local businesses so that people can kind of plan their weekends because mm-hmm. we know that people want to do fun things.
Yes. So. Well, there's plenty going on right now. We're in festival season, as they say.
Yes.
A lot going on right now.
Yes, very much. And so we kind of try to keep that expert mentality in our office where we're trying to be first. We're trying to be, you know, have, you know, the most frequent and up-to-date information for mm-hmm. both those locals and visitors. So.
Okay, great. And one thing to take advantage of are visitor centers. We have 3, correct?
Yes, we do. I'm so happy you brought that up.
Well, because the locals don't think about it, but I'm always pushing. I'm like, the first time I went in, I was amazed. There's so much information there.
Yeah, and I will say, like, Visit Pensacola, Visit is in our name, but mm-hmm. if you're a local and you're like, I need to know about this event or this information or where to go.
Menus. For all the different places.
Yes. We have tried to curate all of that information. It could be, again, back to, we have a great blog on visitpensacola.com mm-hmm. where we have top 10 things to do in Pensacola, top 10 things to do in Perdido Key. Could be top seafood restaurants, mm-hmm. restaurants you must visit. It could be the top 5 tours and trails in Pensacola. So just a lot of insider information at visitpensacola.com.
Okay, so they can get the books at the visitor centers. There's one at the end of 3 Mile Bridge, right?
Yep, that's right.
Perdido Key on the beach.
Yep.
And what's your website again?
Visitpensacola.com.
Okay, I want to write a love letter.
That's
what do
right.
I do?
Visitpensacola.com/loveletter.
Okay, so you could win a trip to the beach.
That's right.
Awesome.